the white fibrous clots found in both the living and dead recipients of the mRNA vaccines are being ignored by the mainstream narrative. But the scientific research tells us what they are and what's causing them. Greg Harrison and Thomas Haviland joined me for a full breakdown, which you can see on my Substack. Clotting is a natural way for the body to heal wounds, and the fibrin produced to form blood clots is smooth and soluble. But the fibrin mutated by the spike protein is a jagged, misfolded, insoluble amyloid, shown here in a paper published last year. These jagged mutations are called misfolded amyloids. They are found within prionic infections. Peer-reviewed research shows this all starts with microclotting. Microscopic studies using thioflavin TUV shows this quite clearly. And Raman spectroscopy has confirmed this by identifying their distinct signatures. These microclots then begin to align laterally, forming into the large white fibrous clots. And it would be difficult for anyone to claim that this is an accident. The spike protein is made up of different fragments, some of which, mostly spike 601, are known to cause this clotting. Proline, which is added to the spike protein, is a kinker protein, meaning it causes the misfolding we see in the clots. When analyzed for amino acids, proline is the most prevalent one found in the clots. A paper published in October of 2021 shows it was understood that SARS-CoV-2 spike induces structurally abnormal blood clots caused by the fibrinogen beta chain. And high-performance liquid chromatography analysis shows that plasma exposed to the spike protein is extremely out of balance, with the fibrinogen beta chain being the most dominant. Another contributing factor is phosphorus. Inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry has shown that these clots have four times the normal amount of phosphorus. Once the mRNA shot gets into the bloodstream, the heads of the lipid nanoparticles break down and release phosphorus, which begins the microclotting. Similar white clots were found in 1988 that were found to be caused by heparin, which is made up of mostly sulfur. This problem was solved by reducing the sulfur content in the heparin, and the science suggests that phosphorus could do a more effective job of creating these white fibrous clots than sulfur. A 2017 paper showed how altering levels of phosphorus in the body causes cancer. Thomas Haviland, who has been focused on sharing this critical information, is being ignored by big names in the new alternative media, such as Glenn Beck and Megyn Kelly. Last year, he gave Tucker Carlson and his producer information and samples, but they won't speak to him. Just a few months ago, Clayton Morris was on Tucker Carlson's podcast and briefly mentioned them.
The white fibrous clots that we're seeing, of course, through in the all across the United States now, the massive white fibrous clots that we're seeing from people living and dead that undertakers are seeing in the United States at record levels. They've never seen it before. Where are these? I've been an undertaker for 40 years. I've never once seen these massive white fibrous clots that seem to have begun in the past few years as a result of something. Maybe we could look into that. Just a suggestion.
No.
But we won't look into it, no. I'm sure.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.